Sometimes it's easy to get confused by what Jesus says. So in our reading for today, Jesus rejoices that the truth has been hidden from some, only to then invite all to come to him. And again, he says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light, even though in other places he calls for us to take up our cross, to deny ourselves, and to hate even our own lives. So how do we make sense of this then? What does Jesus actually mean? Well, the first thing to do when we are confused by what the Bible says is to consider the context, to ask ourselves, what has just happened, and how does that help us to understand what is going on right now? And just before our reading in Matthew chapter 11, we hear Jesus denouncing certain cities. He says, for example, in verse 23, "And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day." Capernaum was one of those places that Jesus had gone to, but no one had received him. They thought that they had no need of him. And Jesus had even performed very great miracles in their midst. In Matthew chapter 8, for example, we are told of the servant of a centurion that Jesus healed with only a word, who lived in Capernaum. But even despite all of that, even despite what they heard from Jesus, even despite what they saw, the people refused to believe. And that made them worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Because yes, those ancient cities were evil, and yes, they certainly deserved their judgment. But that is not nearly as bad as denying the plain truth. It will be better to be Sodom on the day of judgment than for those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ. But why did Capernaum reject him? Well, it's not just ignorance. Because the Gentiles, who were totally ignorant, would be the first to believe in very large numbers. Rather, it was their pride. Capernaum and the people like them believed that they knew it all already. They already knew God as their Father, and so there was no need to listen to Jesus. They already knew what the Scriptures said. They could even quote it forwards and backwards. They already were righteous. There was no need in their minds to repent or to change anything at all. There's no need to listen to Jesus and no need to come to him. But God has not come to save the proud or to save the self-righteous who already think that they know everything. God has come to save the humble, the crushed, the lowly, those who know that they have nothing to offer God. God hides the way of salvation from those who don't think that they need it. Because no one comes to God on their own. No one will know him apart from Jesus Christ. But God opens the door to those who labor and are heavy laden, those who are burdened by their sins and crushed by their guilt, those who, like children, know that they are not independent, but have to entirely lean on someone for everything that they have and everything that they are. So no, there is no contradiction here at all. God hides the truth from those who don't want it anyway, while at the same time he calls for all to come to him through his Son, Jesus Christ, so that they would come to know the truth which leads to everlasting life and be saved. So what about the other thing that Jesus says then? That his yoke is easy and his burden is light, even though in other places he calls for us to take up our cross, to deny ourselves, and to hate even our own life. Those are not things we would consider to be easy. You even see some of this tension right here in the reading when Jesus says that he will give us rest before immediately calling for us to take his yoke upon himself. A yoke is not what we would consider to be rest. So when we're faced with things like this, another thing that we can do is to go to other parts of the Bible and to see what they have to say. Because Scripture is all united with itself. It never contradicts itself. So we can think about what the Bible says in one place and what the Bible says in another place together, so that together they show us the truth which leads to everlasting life. And so when we compare these two things that Jesus says together, I will give you rest and take up your cross, we can see immediately that rest does not mean doing nothing, as if we're just sitting around on the couch on our day off. Taking up the cross is a call to walk in the steps of God. So rest for that matter, cannot mean idleness. But at the same time, this rest is a real thing. We're not just calling a burden rest as if we're just playing with words. Taking up the cross will lead us to the true rest, to the true comfort, no matter how much we suffer now. Because Jesus is our rest, even as we suffer for him. Because consider what Jesus is reacting against when he says this. He is again rebuking the scribes and the Pharisees who rejected him. And in another passage in Matthew chapter 23, Jesus gives us a clue to help us understand what he means here. He says in chapter 23, verse 4, "They, the scribes and the Pharisees, tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger." So the Pharisees also laid burdens on the people, a burden that Jesus calls heavy and hard to bear, but they also refused to help the people carry them. They simply laid it upon them and then just left them to suffer. But it's not the number of rules and regulations which made the yoke of the Pharisees heavy, as if Jesus is somehow coming to give us less to do than they did. I mean, Jesus, after all, in the Sermon on the Mount, calls for us to have our righteousness exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees. Rather, what makes the yoke of the Pharisees heavy is the fact that it goes nowhere. Again, in chapter 23, we hear, "But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces, for you neither enter yourselves nor allow those who would enter to go in." In other words, what made their yoke heavy was that it shut the door to heaven. It was an endless treadmill that went nowhere, like rolling a rock uphill only for it to roll back down forever. That's what made their burden so heavy. It simply beat them down, but resulted in nothing in the end. Yet even if Jesus asks more of us Christians, even if our righteousness must exceed the scribes and the Pharisees, even if our cross is heavy, almost too heavy to bear, it will not go on forever. It is a yoke that we will bear a short time before God takes it away forever. And what waits at the end of it is not more suffering. And what waits at the end is not nothing at all. What waits at the end is the joy of being with the Lord forever in his great and eternal rest. The yoke is easy and the burden is light because it's temporary, and it will finally give way to glory. The yoke is also easy and the burden is also light, Christians, because our Master cares for us. The Pharisees didn't care. They could care less what would happen to the people. But our master is not cold and callous, laying the cross on us with no concern at all. Jesus knows our suffering. He endured the cross himself. And he cares for us through all of our troubles. Our burden is easy, our yoke is easy, and our burden is light, because God shows us mercy in Jesus Christ, his Son. But God also lays the yoke on us for our good. He is shaping us to be more like himself, so that through our suffering, we are becoming like Jesus in all things. Just as he suffered and entered into glory, so also will we. The yoke will give way to glory. Our yoke is easy and our burden is light because God means all things for good for those who love him. And finally, God bears the yoke with us. God lifts us up through the Holy Spirit for all those who trust in him. The Spirit cries out from within us when we don't know what to say. And the Spirit gives us the strength to carry on even when we are about to stumble and fall. Our yoke is easy and our burden is light because our Master enables us to carry the cross no matter what it may be. So Christians, come. All who you who labor and are heavy laden, and you will find rest in Jesus Christ. Take his yoke upon you, the yoke of the cross. Learn to carry it from him. Because Jesus is your strength. Jesus is your support. Jesus is your comfort. Jesus is your prize. Jesus is the author and perfecter of your faith. Jesus is the beginning and the end. Bear his yoke because you bear it for him. Carry his burden because you carry it in him. And you will be glorified with him. His yoke indeed is easy, and his burden is light. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Father, that you have revealed the truth to us in Jesus Christ, your Son. Give us your true rest in him, knowing that what we endure for your sake will finally give way to the eternal rest that you have promised for all who love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.